First, just a couple of quick announcements about a location change, two location changes. The Matthew 25 conference or workshop this coming Saturday, Call to Christian Service. The location after the Mass, which will be here at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, then immediately following will be Mother Teresa Hall, not St. Angela Hall. It's going to be a better place for us with a better acoustics and better sound system and such. You can also continue to register for that. It's a wonderful workshop. If you feel like you're being called to more, after all, Jesus did say, I have come not to be served, but to serve. And so you can still sign up for that. If you go to the parish website, you can click on the banner, and it will direct you to how to register for that. And so because it's going to move to Mother Teresa Hall, you'll see in the bulletin there's a flyer for singers from ages 4 to 18. We're trying to have a little children's choir for Christmas Eve coming up. And so the very first practice was supposed to be in Mother Teresa Hall on Saturday morning, but it will be moved to the school cafeteria. The rest of the practices will be at Mother Teresa's, but just the first one this coming Saturday will be in the school cafeteria. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So speaking of locations, the location in which the incident in the gospel today happens is no accident. Jericho sits near the edge of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is the lowest place on the planet, at 1,410 feet below sea level. Jericho sits not far from there, and it is 846 feet below sea level, making it the lowest city on earth. But within Jericho are a series of freshwater springs that have attracted humans for over 11,000 years to live at this spot, this oasis in the desert. And so here at the lowest place on earth, where these springs of water are, comes Jesus, the living water, who has already come down to us in the incarnation. Now he comes to the lowest place to seek and to save what was lost. And this is where he finds Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is wealthy, but he is not happy. He's a tax collector. Tax collectors in the Roman Empire were not good, wholesome people. They were, in fact, sinners and traitors. The Romans utilized local people to collect the taxes, and they allowed those people to charge more, and they could pocket the money as long as the Romans got the tax they were looking for. And that is exactly what they did. They often charged far and above what the tax was and kept the rest for themselves. But something happens to Zacchaeus. Sometimes happens to us. Even if we come to Mass regularly or pretty regularly, we may suddenly have what he had, a conversion, a total change. Zacchaeus is so desperate to see Jesus, just to see him, he climbs a tree. Wealthy men didn't do that. He climbs a tree. The question for each of us is just this. Do you want to see Jesus? Do I do everything that is necessary in order to truly see him? Or is any encounter with Jesus always on my terms? Even if I'm coming to Mass, am I doing it on my terms, not his? It's a relevant question to ask ourselves today, as it was 2,000 years ago. Do I want to see him? Do I really want to? Or, perhaps, I would rather avoid an encounter with him, preferring not to see him and him not to see me, that he not see maybe the way of my thinking, that I accept perhaps only part of his teaching that he gives us through his church, part of his way of life, the parts that I like and agree with, where I have ended up creating really my own religion my own faith, where he is tangentially based in it, but it's still one that I control. Not long after I was ordained, I met a fellow, he said, "You know, I don't really believe all parts of the creed. I just leave those parts out when we say it on Sunday." Maybe we avoid that real encounter with Jesus, lest he call me to change my actions, to change my attitudes, to change my way of life. Because that is exactly what he will do. He does not want you to stay the same. He does not want you to be caught up in yourself. He will exactly ask that. That's what he constantly asks of me, that I lose myself and become more him, more Christ. Zacchaeus gets more than just a glimpse of Jesus. Zacchaeus discovers that he is personally loved by the Messiah. He is touched to the depth of his soul, and he opens up his heart and his home to Christ. And those are two places that he will ask you to open to him: your heart and your home, your private life and your public life. So why does Jesus accept all of these sinners? Well, not in order to say, "You know what? It's okay, keep doing it. You're a good person, or at least you think you are, that's all you need." That's not it at all, not in the least. In the Book of Wisdom, we hear why God does this. It says that he allows us this so that we might repent. "Therefore, you rebuke the offender, Lord, little by little, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord." He invites us to follow and gives us that time of mercy in order that we might repent. And the good news is the Lord is patient with us. He knows it all. There's nothing he doesn't know. But he still calls us to repentance. He calls us to transformation. Like Zacchaeus, right now in this Holy Mass, Jesus is calling you to come down from your tree, to stop being a mere observer. He wants to come into your home, into your heart, and stay with you. But will you let him in? And how will you let him change you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.